All righty, I want to call this afternoon's session to order here. This afternoon, we're going to be talking about haulage strategies. Our first presentation is bringing new life to DC haul trucks with an AC retrofit package. Originally, we had Ben Ballback with Heavy Industry and Power Systems with manager with Flanders scheduled to give this presentation. He was unable to make it to the conference, and fortunately we have John available to make that presentation for him. So John is stepping in, John Barant. He's Vice President Global Business Development for Flanders. John is Flanders Vice President Business Global Development and has served in various roles over his 7-year tenure, including product management and overseeing manufacturing, engineering, marketing, and more. Prior to Flanders, he held some engineering management. He held senior engineering manager and group leader roles with P&H and ABB. He's also involved in the Evansville, Indiana community as a Tri-State Manufacturers Alliance, TSMA, board chairman. How about a warm welcome for John?
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. I very much appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you this afternoon to talk to you a little bit about technology and some of the neat things that we've got going on at Flanders. And really an awesome session this morning, some excellent papers given, and very much appreciated the enthusiasm, the excitement, and certainly appreciated your comments, Tim, with regards to some of your history with this organization and this being one of your favorite conferences to come to. I'm right there with you, Tim, so it's it really, truly is an honor to be here, so thank you again. As Steve had mentioned, we're going to be talking a little bit about AC drives and AC drive technology and retrofitting an 830E Komatsu truck, which had the GE DC drive technology originally installed on the machine. A lot of neat things going on with that technology. It brings back memories when I start putting presentations like this together, when I go back and start thinking about people like Tom Weber and other resources like Bill Powers that I used to work with back at P&H. I used to tell them all the time that these mining machines do come together as a system, mechanically, structurally, and electrically, but it's us electrical guys that put life into these machines. So I think we're really going to be fascinated here this afternoon talking a little bit about the life that we're putting into this truck. It's some neat stuff. I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, the Flanders organization. I certainly recognize and appreciate that this isn't a sales pitch here, but to some of the comments that were made earlier this morning already, what we do in this mining game, it's not simple. It's extremely complex, and it's very difficult. And, you know, you can't catalog engineer this stuff. It doesn't just come out of the catalog and come together as a system from pieces and components. It truly is an engineered solution. And that gray hair that Tim talked about this morning, it that experience, that background, that knowledge, I mean, it matters in this industry. And I'm really pleased to be working with an organization that has over 70 years of experience in the electric machine space, because it truly is that motor, it's that rotating equipment, it's that machine that ultimately transfers that electrical energy into mechanical energy and power. It really does make a difference. It's, you know, engineering that machine fit for purpose, it makes a difference. And it's not only the machine, it's the drives and the power electronics and the control system that can truly make a significant difference to the overall performance of the machine and the true total cost of ownership of the machine. Internally, we talk about asset optimization, and I'm hoping that by the end of this presentation, you're going to see in terms of what we're doing to truly optimize the asset of the haul truck. So the original question, why do you want to do this? Why would you want to go from a DC system on an 830E to an AC system? The first is productivity. One of the limitations that you have with the DC technology is the commutation. It's the commutation of the DC motor itself. You run into a commutation limit based off the features and functions and the physics associated with the DC motor. We don't have a commutation limit in a squirrel cage induction machine. The squirrel cage induction machine technology, along with this AC drive that we've developed, has provided us means to increase top speed performance of this truck by 33%. And it is significant. The return on investment and the payback period for the customer that we deployed this technology on is less than a year. I mean, it's significant gains. You know, again, every mine is different. Every profile is different, and of course, it's different for every operation. But for this particular customer, the return on investment was awesome. And then again, the total cost of ownership, as I mentioned, that squirrel cage induction machine technology, it's the workhorse of industry. I mean, the maintenance issues associated with brushes and commutators and flashovers and arcs and sparks and all the things that are associated with DC technology, they all go away with this technology. So the overall maintenance associated with the DC motors, it's gone. As passionate as I am about drives and power electronics and controls and all that kind of stuff, I often say to the engineering teams that possibly the most important thing on board the machine is the graphical user interface, that man-machine interface. And why is that? Because it's the eyes. It's the window into the system. And some of the things that that the engineering teams have done in terms of providing world-class diagnostics through that graphical user interface, it really makes a difference when it comes to total cost of ownership. And why is that? Because we talk about reliability and we talk about mean time between failure, but there's also that component of mean time to repair. And with some of the advanced technologies that we have through this diagnostic system, we can definitely get these machines back up and running in record time. So that's definitely one of the design objectives that we had from the onset of the program. Safety probably should have been at the top of the list. There's so many different safety features that we've engineered into the system, and there's so many things that you can do with AC drive technology. In this particular case, we've done some really neat things with traction control. With the old technology, it used to be a DC drive that had a series loop configuration. These motors were connected in a series loop. So you had no means to be able to independently control each motor, the left and right motor. Now with this upgrade, we have independent control of the left motor as well as the right motor, and we have means to be able to do some fascinating things with traction control, which ultimately enhances safety, which is just one of the features in terms of what we've done with safety. You'll see some others as we go through the rest of the presentation. And then, like I said, last but not least, these systems do come together as a system, mechanically, structurally, as well as electrically. And we've taken all that into consideration, and hopefully you'll see some of that as we go through the presentation. One of the other things I very much appreciated in this morning's presentations was this process of engineering, this whole process of critical thinking. It starts with that discovery phase. It starts with defining the problem. And we heard this morning how some of the organizations have really done some phenomenal work in terms of benchmarking and capturing that baseline and working very closely with the customer and listening to the customer in terms of truly defining the problem. Definitely was another example of that here with this particular project. We were able to work with a partner out of the Powder River Basin and literally bring this truck to a mining operation in Kentucky, which was just a stone's throw away from our world headquarters in Evansville, Indiana, which gave us means to be able to benchmark this machine in its original state. We instrumented it with a significant amount of data acquisition equipment and truly understood the overall performance of this machine and truly did some phenomenal things in terms of trying to define the problem. And again, worked very closely with the customer to drive the specification to ultimately come up with a solution that ultimately met the needs of the customer. When we listened to the customer, one of the first things that came out of the customer's mouth was open architecture. We've got to have access to these machines. We've got to have means to be able to integrate third-party technologies. We've got to have means to be able to get to the controls so that we can do the diagnostics that we need to do. And it's really important for us to have an open architecture. Proprietary control systems is something that we heard loud and clear that was definitely something that we had to engineer into the system. And we did. Matter of fact, that philosophy literally goes across all of our portfolio of product. The other thing was the cooling system. Heat is enemy numero uno for us electrical folks. And liquid-cooled systems for these machine applications, it is the technology for these types of applications when we're dealing with the environmental challenges that we have. We went with a liquid-cooled system. It's dust-free, completely sealed cabinets. The other beautiful thing about it is the safety features. I mean, there's arc flash and all the other things that are associated with, you know, other potential safety issues when we got a completely sealed system. Those are other features and benefits that come along with the liquid-cooled solution. So that was definitely part of the spec as well. We obviously wanted to retain as much of the existing system as we possibly could. In this particular case, it did work such that the alternator was suitable for this AC drive upgrade. But of course, the entire package is all re-engineered. Again, fit for purpose for mining duty application. This isn't an off-the-shelf Hoffman enclosure. This is engineered, fit for purpose for mining duty. For those of us that know something about drives and drive systems, one of the buzzwords that are out there for drive systems is sensorless control and direct torque control with sensorless feedback. These systems do have sensors. We do have speed feedback embedded into the control system, and not only do we have them embedded into the rear wheels for speed feedback with the control, we also put them in the front wheels. Again, that helps us get better dynamic performance and control for traction control. As I mentioned earlier, this system does have independent inverters for each motor, each wheel motor, left and right. You get that ability to have that independent torque control for each motor. And then, you know, some of the neat things, you know, that tagline, listen, innovate, and serve. You know, one of the neat things that, you know, came out of working with this particular customer is they were talking about, you know, bringing the truck into the shop. And literally with just the flick of a switch, we can change the performance of the control system and provide a shop mode control so that when you're in, you know, when you're going into the shop, your speed control is significantly broadened and you don't have that surging effect, you know, when you're getting into tight conditions. So those kinds of things that I thought were pretty innovative, and it all came from listening to you folks, the people that are in the trenches. This is a quick overview of the truck control system. The dashed boxes there on the schematic are components that ultimately remained on the truck. Everything else is all new, and as you can see here, we do have independent motor control, but not only do we have independent motor control, we have independent chopper control as well for that dynamic braking capability. Much better dynamic performance with regards to having that segregated. The grid box and the blower for the grid box is AC technology based off of a dedicated variable speed inverter for the blower, which has advantages as well from the standpoint of literally reducing noise for operators. Engine control, some of the things that the team has done in terms of deploying some very innovative things for fuel economization with regards to doing some things with the alternator, the field control for the alternator. And again, like I said, the diagnostics, absolutely mission critical component to the system to ultimately provide that window into the system for the end user. The deck layout, as you can see on the right-hand side there, we've got the upgraded AC system along on the left-hand side with the original DC deck plan. The AC package was able to fit in that same footprint, which was obviously mission critical to the success of the machine. But it was interesting after we got the system deployed, how something like just having a little bit of a space here, you know, so that people can get around the grid box and inspect the grid box, you know, without having any kinds of obstructions, really with some added features and benefits to the deck layout that that was ultimately provided with this particular upgrade. The engineering team, they just knocked my socks off with regards to what they've done here in terms of packaging this system for, again, mining duty. I always talk about the ilities when we design things for mining applications. We've got to have the ilities in mind. When I talk about ilities, I'm talking about reliability. I'm talking about serviceability. I'm talking about manufacturability, flexibility, expandability, all those ilities that we need to engineer, you know, in a very premeditated and thoughtful way. The team has done an absolute phenomenal job, especially with the serviceability. I was just amazed here with regards to the standardization and the ease of swapping out the IGBT modules. All modules are identical. It's a drop-in replacement, and it's rack-mounted. Again, from a serviceability perspective, I think the team has done an absolute fantastic job. The other thing that the team has done, again, with safety in mind, for those of us that know something about IGBTs, when an IGBT fails, it fails open. And when it fails open, it can have catastrophic ramifications associated with that particular failure. They can literally explode and have lots of consequential damage associated with other components around it. But what our team has done is they've engineered a package and a solution to completely isolate that IGBT from having any other consequential damage during a fault condition. And we did go through some destructive testing to try to prove that we achieved our objective. So that was some more of the innovation that was engineered into the system that I thought had done an absolute fantastic job. Other things, again, for mining, noise immunity and keeping your electronics segregated from the power circuit in terms of what the engineers have done here in terms of having the control completely segregated from the power section. As you can see here on the right-hand side, this is the control box for the supervisor control of the machine. And here on the left-hand side is the control for the drive control, for the drive system. Overall, I just think the team had done an absolute fantastic job with packaging the electronics and controls for this particular upgrade. There's a photograph of the control box for the upgrade. And as I've been mentioning here, one of the key things here is this graphical user interface. We have an onboard dedicated system there that's there all the time for the operator, for the maintenance folks to get on board this machine and get access to these machines with intimate details in terms of fault logs and data logging capability. The data log capability is absolutely huge here in terms of it's our ability to capture data pre and post faults and really provide meaningful information to the electricians and the technicians that would ultimately be troubleshooting. Again, it's driving those ilities into engineering and design for mining duty applications. 20 minutes already. Is my watch broke? Well, time flies when you're having fun. The motor. Obviously, like I said earlier, I mean, the Flanders team, electric motors and rotating equipment, it's absolutely core to our business. And the things that this team has done in terms of engineering a system that truly has an incredible power density. For those of you that are familiar with the typical torque speed characteristics of an AC induction machine, you'd know that the steepness of the torque speed curve speaks to the amount of slip that's in the system. It talks to the efficiency of the machine. This machine is designed with it's less than 1% slip at full torque. Matter of fact, it's roughly around 0.5% slip. What that does is it just speaks to the efficiency of the machine and its power density. The reason it was so critical is because what we wanted to be able to do with this is we want to drop it in a form, fit, and function manner. We want it, you know, downtime is mission critical as well. We can't take a machine out of service for weeks on end to ultimately get this upgrade installed and commissioned. We're literally doing this in a period of days to get this machine upgraded and installed and commissioned. This motor fits right into the DC motor housing, if you will. So the actual housing, the existing housing where the DC motor was, where the DC motor resided, same same shell, if you will, same shell for the AC motor. As a matter of fact, you can see here in the photograph, you can see the bolt holes for the field frames for the old DC motor. Absolute amazing packaging, amazing design here for this electric machine. Again, equipped with all the instrumentation, all the sensors for temperature monitoring as well as vibration monitoring. It's all embedded into the design out of the factory. Again, reliability, one of those illities. Engineering redundancy into the system where it makes sense. Again, as I mentioned, this is it is not a sensorless control system. We do have tach feedback for the control, but we got redundancy built right into it. As you can see, the redundant sensors here, as well as with the redundant connectors. Again, driving that reliability into the system. Improved dynamic braking. Again, safety being critical. Having the means to be able to brake, truly brake, and have this whole system dimensioned down to zero speed. Engineering it, again, fit for purpose for mining duty. Doing some amazing things with airflow analysis and thermal modeling in terms of making sure that the system is robust and reliable for, a truck system and mining duty application. I think the engineers had, again, done a fantastic job. Here it is installed on the deck. As you can see, the louvers that we've got there in terms of directing the heat off the box. Mission critical component to the machine, as we all know. And then again, like I said, that interface, having the window into the system, having means to be able to provide information to the operators and get it to the operators in real time is really, really important, as we heard this morning as well. This is a photo of the original operator interface before our upgrade. Obviously pretty antiquated and rather basic. Our glass dash, in terms of what we've engineered, we've got multiple graphical user interface systems that are on board the machine to provide that real-time feedback to the operator. Just some more photographs. On the right-hand side, we have our data and our diagnostics information and data system that we've got. I'll show some more photographs, some more detailed photographs of that coming up here. Again, the glass dash here in terms of having everything's got the ISO certified icons, so it's got very icon-based type of communication system through our graphical user interface. Again, a close-up of some of the dashboard screen interface. And again, the diagnostics, like I mentioned, having means right up there in the cab for diagnostics with fault logs and event logs, as well as data loggers. To me, as an engineer, that data logging function is absolutely mission critical. Having that means to get the data at the right resolution such that we can turn that data into actionable information. And knowing the system and getting that to the resolution that you need is really, really important. I mean, we talked about, 1 hertz and 10 hertz data. Well, for us electrical folks, 1 hertz and 10 hertz type of resolution ain't gonna cut it. So getting the right signals at the right resolution at the right time, pre and post the event, all of that intelligence is engineered into this system. And literally, they're available at your fingertips. Again, just another photograph, close-up photograph of that onboard diagnostics. Very, very important component of the system. Just another diagnostic type of a screen in terms of some of the information that we provide to the end user in terms of providing that actionable information. Again, testing, validation, and verification. Certainly through the mining industry, we have a number of standards that are out there for us to adhere to and follow. Flanders took that very seriously, worked very closely with our technology partner as we developed this, and had gone through the ISO testing, as well as done some phenomenal things with heat motor runs. All of the insulation is 220 degree C rated. The heat runs that we ran, fully loaded heat run tests, the temperature rises were less than 100 degrees C in terms of what we saw. And it's all through optimizing, airflow and making sure that we're getting rid of that heat, because again, heat is enemy numero uno. And like I say, we did that that testing in the, in-house as well in a very controlled environment, and as well as on the truck, you know, to identify those hot and cold spots. But it's not only in the motor. It's in the IGBT as well. The team has done some phenomenal development in terms of developing technologies and developing algorithms that do modeling of the IGBT itself, so that the temperature, the junction temperatures of the IGBT are literally modeled right in the control. In addition to that, we also monitor the temperatures directly through sensors embedded in the heat sink in the heat sinks. So we not only calculate it through our thermal models, we also measure it as well. The other thing that we did, not only did we benchmark the original DC machine, we recognized that there's a competitive landscape out there in the industry, and we got on board the AC version of the Komatsu 830E. We instrumented that truck as well with some significant data acquisition and monitored the performance of that machine as well, because you know obviously one of the objectives was to meet or exceed the existing AC technology that was out there provided by the competitor, and we did meet and exceed those data points. You know, some of the other tests, acceleration, deceleration, you know, certainly run and loaded and unloaded, and then of course that dynamic braking, and a lot in the area of gearbox vibration as well. All this data and test data is available. Trucks are a big part of mining. It's a big part of, you know, our strategy moving forward. If we're going to be working towards optimizing mine operations, we have to be engaged with all machine applications, and trucks are huge. And we're excited about the things that we've got going on in the truck space. We're excited to serve you and the industry, and we're excited to be working very closely with you. And like I say, we've got this functional on an 830E, but our plan is to be deploying this on other model machines down the pike as well. And certainly are open to any other questions. And it looks like I ran out of time. For those of you that know me, it's very difficult for me to get through a presentation like this in 30 minutes. Any questions? Guess I
covered it all.
I guess I covered it all.
Yeah. Did you do the ISO test, brake test with 20% overload or just at nominal?
Both. Okay, well, thank you very much. Very much appreciated.